Let's do the 60-second savings challenge. Step 1, download Rocket Money. Step 2, link your accounts and see every subscription you're paying for. Tap one you don't use and cancel it. That's money back every month. Step 3, create a financial goal. $50 every paycheck, or let the app automatically move small amounts of cash when you can afford it. In a week, you'll forget you set it up. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you've saved. Bonus challenge, upload an internet or phone bill and let Rocket Money try to lower it. You only pay if they find you savings. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. Make saving money the resolution you actually keep. Start the 60-second savings challenge at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Coda just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your Coda fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with Coda. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.
The holidays are expensive. You're paying for gifts, travel, decorations, food, and before you know it, you've blown way past what you were planning to spend. Don't start the new year off with bad money vibes. Download Rocket Money to stay on top of your finances. The app pulls your income, expenses, and upcoming charges into one place so you can get the clearest picture of your money. It shows how much to set aside for bills and how much is safe to spend for the month so you can spend with confidence. No guesswork needed. Get alerts before bills hit, track budgets, and see every subscription you're paying for. Rocket Money also finds extra ways to save you money by canceling subscriptions you're not using and negotiating lower bills for you. On average, Rocket Money users can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Start the year off right by taking control of your finances. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Coda just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your Coda fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with Coda. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.
This is Hidden Killers Week in Review.
A look back at the most prolific stories of the week.
This is Hidden Killers with Tony Bruschi. Here now, Tony Bruschi.
All right, so here's a ponderable to you, my friend.
Yeah.
So if it turns out that they can't come up with the magic elixir for the lethal injection and they decide they're going to firing squad him, do you think it's going to be streamed? Before you just like Allison looked at me like I'm crazy. She does not understand the world we're getting to, like, which surprises me.
I don't think
I think there would be a large segment of society.
I'd pay it.
It's part of the process.
I don't think there's the legal structure for that to ever happen yet. Could we get there? Yeah, I think we could get there. I think.
Well, what's the legal structure stopping it?
Well, I don't know. I would assume that there's something of you can't like live broadcast this. I mean, I know like they'll do, you know, like the closed circuit for the families or whatever if they want to, those who are very much affected, the victims of this case. But I mean, is there any structure stopping it? Maybe there isn't. I don't know.
Not that I'm aware of. I mean, other than like FCC regulations, obviously, like
you make it
ABC, NBC, CBS isn't going to broadcast, but we ain't that world anymore.
No, dude. You could stream it. You could pay-per-view it. You could HBO it. I mean, there's a lot of things you could do.
That's what I'm trying. Look, I'm suggesting it because I know at first blush, it seems outrageous. But when you kind of look at where we came from as a country, where we used to hang people in the center square, and I mean, Like,
I know
there's a lot of aspects of what's going on in our country now that seem to be trending back towards.
Yeah.
I wouldn't put it past it being a discussion somewhere because of the interest in the case, of the fact of the volume of victims.
Mm-hmm.
And,
you know, it's not a crazy thought.
It's not that it
just seems crazy to us because we've been brought up in a somewhat civil society, you know, but if you go back a good 80 or so years, which in the big picture is not that long. They were doing that sort of, they didn't have streaming, but it was a town square. It was people were doing this.
That was the equivalent of streaming in you know, the 1890s, man. Yeah. It was like, you know, I think that there would be, the ACLU would obviously make a big push, you know, and look, it's bad form.
It is. I mean, I hope we don't get there, but
I hope we don't either. But and I don't want people to confuse what I'm saying is that I'm a proponent of it because I'm not. Yeah. I'm anti-death penalty. I think there's no worse punishment than somebody being held in a cage for the entirety of their life. Ripped away from every single thing that is a creature comfort that we take for granted throughout the course of our day. That's all gone.
Yeah.
You're living in a fucking box. I don't get, you know, it matters not that you get to watch TV for an hour a day outside and play checkers with other inmates. Everything that makes life worth living is lost.
Yeah.
And when you have to do that for the entirety of your life, you want to really punish somebody. That's how you do it. In my estimation.
No, so, I hear you.
Yeah, but like that thought pops in my head in terms of just like I could see us going there. I could see a move for that thing to be streamed.
I don't want it to happen.
I don't want it to happen, but I could see myself going and saying, I'll buy it.
I'll watch it.
Having a party, like a fucking morbid, disgusting, God. like fucking execution party. But it's like, it's weird. Like, I know. A perfect example is last year, Abby and I were at PrimeCon, and somebody got sentenced. It may have been Chad Daybell.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that, like, we were out on the floor of PrimeCon when that sentencing went down, when he was given the death penalty, and the entire con like was cheering at the top of their lungs. It was crazy. I think I was on with Joel from STS, and we were both kind of like, wow.
Yeah.
Like, this is the world we live in where we're cheering for the death penalty, but it is the world that we live in.
And these are vile.
Very much an eye for an eye society.
It is. And these are vile creatures. I mean, if it is him, if he did do this, I'm no pity. Fine. Get rid of him. I don't care. But yeah, it is weird. The kind of place that we're at. I completely agree with that. Let me ask you this though, in closing, now that we know this publicly, I mean, they've known it, you know, obviously behind the scenes forever, it's been in discovery. And I think Ann Taylor has been trying to exhaust every option that she possibly can. It's her job and she's doing pretty good at that. But now we're like, okay, this stuff is coming out. He bought the knife. I mean, is this going to make it to trial? Is there any way that this wouldn't make it to trial at this point? Or might they come back and say, okay, well, maybe.
I mean, Tony, you got to look at it. She's known all this.
Yeah.
She's like, none of this. It's only a surprise to us.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, it's none of this is new to Ann Taylor. She's doing a phenomenal job.
Yeah.
She's a death penalty certified attorney.
Yeah.
She's doing her job with the utmost integrity. She's filing everything that needs to be filed in the case of this nature. She's a phenomenal attorney.
Yeah.
You know, and she's got and the more that we're seeing, the more people should appreciate just how fucking hard this case is from a defense attorney's perspective.
Sure.
Like, people forget about that. People always like, you know, it's like, the respect level for defense attorneys is growing on a daily basis as we see these cases where people start to understand why we matter, why we're so important to the system. You know, I mean, kind of the more just corruption that comes out between, you know, with cops, prosecutors, just understanding that they don't always get it right, mm-hmm. and that they just refuse to walk shit back, and that we have rights as citizens, and that defense attorneys are the ones who protect it. So I think she's done a phenomenal job.
Yeah.
I think that she's protecting his rights. But as far as there's absolutely no benefit to her not going to trial.
Yeah.
Or, you know, and ultimately it's Brian Kloberger's choice, not hers. Mm-hmm. Like she can, of course, advise him, but like they're seeking the death penalty.
Yeah.
There's zero chance that they're not going to try to go to trial on it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like you got nothing to lose.
I mean,
if they took death penalty off, and they're offering, you still have nothing to lose.
True. But I mean, do you see a world where they may throw that out there of saying, okay, death penalty off the table if you plead guilty and we can just end this now?
Well, yeah, I mean, like the X factor in that is that you have to hope that Brian Kloberger has the humanity to not put those parents through that fucking nightmare of a trial.
Yeah.
Like that's it. Like that, like, it all hinges on that one thing.
Yeah.
You know, because it's like, because if he's got the humanity to say, you know what? You know, I've been sitting here now for 2 years, and I've had an awful lot of time to think about this. I'm incredibly proud of what I've done, and I feel that the way that I can do it, and, you know, and Ann's going to be telling him, look, Brian, I this is not magic tongue, silver tongue thing where I go in and we just win this case. They have a lot of damage. Like, she knows everything that they have.
Yeah.
So she's having pragmatic conversations. Maybe.
Maybe.
With her client, yeah. Depending on what his state of mind is.
Yeah. And is he receptive?
You know or that's depending on whether or not he's willing to listen.
Yeah.
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 You know, I mean, so it's you know, but it, like that, ultimately, whether or not this thing goes to trial depends on one person alone, and that's Brian Kloberger.
Yeah.
And the only way you're convincing him to take a plea is if he actually feels like giving some grace. It's like the smallest form of grace that he has available to him, or actually probably the largest amount of grace he could give, is to not put those families through the torture of going through trial. You know, I mean, and like, obviously that does nothing in their minds, but at least he spares them that.
And I think the answer to does he have humanity, if it's him, is answered in that picture.
Exactly.
Not holding my breath for humanity here at all.
Either.
He was charming, handsome, a devoted husband, a doting father. When his wife died tragically in a freak accident, everyone pitied him. He played the role so well, grieving widower, devastated, single dad, just trying to put the pieces back together. But the thing about perfect men, they're usually hiding something. And this one was hiding everything. The affair. The insurance policy, the other wife in another state who had no idea she was married to a walking crime scene. If she had only subscribed to True Crime Today, Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts, she could have listened to Hidden Killers with Tony Bruschi ad-free. And before everyone else, she could have seen through the lies. She could have gotten out while she still had the chance. Instead, she's just another case we'll be covering next week. Don't be her. Subscribe now to True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts.
The number one resolution for people last year was to save more money, but nearly half gave up by February. Don't let that be you. Download Rocket Money to reach your financial goals this year. Track your spending, cut waste, and automate savings in one simple app. Rocket Money shows you all your expenses and categorizes them so you know exactly where your money's going and where you're overspending. From there, the app cuts waste by canceling your unused subscriptions and lowering your bills. No customer service needed. With that money freed up, the app will automatically set some cash aside for your goals, whether it's an emergency fund, paying off debt, or saving for vacation. Rocket Money's got you covered. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. And on average, users can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Make saving money a priority this year. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Coda just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your Coda fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with Coda. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.
I didn't even realize I was wasting $415 a month until I downloaded Rocket Money. I thought I had my finances under control until the app laid out all my spending and categorized it for me. Takeout, shopping, and unused subscriptions were quietly draining my account. And as a result, my savings took a back seat. But Rocket Money doesn't just tell you what you're wasting money on. It takes action to save you money. First, the app looks at your income and monthly expenses and calculates how much you can safely spend each day to stay under budget. Rocket Money also finds and cancels unwanted subscriptions for you and even negotiates better rates on your bills so you have more money in your pocket. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. It's time to simplify your finances and take control of your money. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Coda just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your Coda fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with Coda. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.
The number one resolution for people last year was to save more money, but nearly half gave up by February. Don't let that be you. Download Rocket Money to reach your financial goals this year. Track your spending, cut waste, and automate savings in one simple app. Rocket Money shows you all your expenses and categorizes them, so you know exactly where your money's going and where you're overspending. From there, the app cuts waste by canceling your unused subscriptions and lowering your bills. No customer service needed. With that money freed up, the app will automatically set some cash aside for your goals. Whether it's an emergency fund, paying off debt, or saving for vacation, Rocket Money's got you covered. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. And on average, users can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Make saving money a priority this year. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Coda just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your Coda fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with Coda. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.
5 years ago, I was paying $65 a month for my subscriptions. Today, those same subscriptions cost $111, and I don't even use half of them anymore. That's why now I use Rocket Money to manage my subscriptions for me. The app gives you a list of all your subscriptions and reminds you of upcoming payments so you're not hit with any surprise charges. On top of that, it also sends you alerts when subscription prices go up, so you always know the price you're paying. If you decide you no longer want a subscription, you can cancel it right from the app. No customer service needed. And the best part is, Rocket Money even reaches out and tries to get you refunded for some of the money you lost. On average, people that cancel their subscriptions with Rocket Money save $378 a year. And overall, Rocket Money has saved its members $880 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Coda just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your Coda fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with Coda. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.
I didn't even realize I was wasting $415 a month until I downloaded Rocket Money. I thought I had my finances under control until the app laid out all my spending and categorized it for me. Takeout, shopping, and unused subscriptions were quietly draining my account. And as a result, my savings took a back seat. But Rocket Money doesn't just tell you what you're wasting money on. It takes action to save you money. First, the app looks at your income and monthly expenses and calculates how much you can safely spend each day to stay under budget. Rocket Money also finds and cancels unwanted subscriptions for you and even negotiates better rates on your bills so you have more money in your pocket. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. It's time to simplify your finances and take control of your money. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Coda just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your Coda fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with Coda. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.
Let's do the 60-second savings challenge. Step 1, download Rocket Money. Step 2, link your accounts and see every subscription you're paying for. Tap one you don't use and cancel it. That's money back every month. Step 3, create a financial goal. $50 every paycheck, or let the app automatically move small amounts of cash when you can afford it. In a week, you'll forget you set it up. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you've saved. Bonus challenge, upload an internet or phone bill and let Rocket Money try to lower it. You only pay if they find you savings. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. Make saving money the resolution you actually keep. Start the 60-second savings challenge at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Coda just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your Coda fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with Coda. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap. Coda just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your Coda fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with Coda. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm gonna make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you wanna get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.